Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time for Historically Speaking with our friend Dr. Daniel Harmelink. Good morning, Dr. Harmelink.
Beautiful communion hymn there.
Absolutely.
If you sing that for the rest of the day, you're blessed.
That was the Concordia Seminary chorus, Hear, O My Lord.
So today we're going to talk about the significance of October 1st through 4th in Lutheran history. But before that, I thought we would just do a rundown of all the fantastic stuff coming up
in the
next couple of days.
October 1st through 4th, Rosh Hashanah falls right in the middle of that. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about that on Faith and Family
today.
But a lot's
happening in October, yeah.
It is.
So, first of all, we mentioned last week that the new issue of Concordia Historical Institute Quarterly is coming out. It's being mailed, and we are also working on the next issue. And the next issue has to do with commemorating hymnals. It's a big year. 2016 is a big year as far as remembering God's grace given through Lutheran hymnals. So in
1941,
yes.
I had to think about it for a minute.
What was I doing in 1941?
I wasn't doing much.
It's been 75 years since the introduction of the Lutheran hymnal. And, you know, some congregations are still using that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some legs. So we give thanks to God for all that went into that. I mean, that was a fantastic project that took years to put together. 2006, 10 years ago, was the introduction of a Lutheran service book. It's been 10 years with the maroon.
Hard to believe it's been
hymnal.
10 years already.
10 years. So it's time. After, I think, 10 years, it's a little perspective as far as looking back and saying, okay, what was the significance of this hymnal project? So the next CHIQ will have reflections of that committee that brought that together. I mean, it was a four-year project. It was the most field-tested hymnal ever,
mm-hmm.
LSB. And so we talk about the significance of why this hymnal was needed, what did it accomplish, and again, does that have the legs that TLH had after it was introduced in 1941?
What do you mean by legs?
Sustainability. Will people have this LSB in the pews 75 years?
I don't want
65 years from now.
I don't want my hymnal to have legs and get up and run away.
You have an overcreative imagination.
I have a 3-year-old.
In 1982, another hymnal came out, the Blue Hymnal. Maybe you remember that. You weren't even born yet, right? So it's the 34th anniversary of Lutheran worship. And again, that has a significant history as far as the development of mm-hmm. Lutheran worship. And then also in 1998, 18 years ago, was HS 98.
Hymnal Supplement 98.
Right.
I loved that.
Do you still have your copy?
I don't, because much of what I loved about it was incorporated into Lutheran service book. I'm sure I have a copy. I do. I have a copy that's collecting dust in my library.
I looked at it just this morning. It had 100 new hymns.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I think it was a blessing to the church. I don't know if anyone has HS 98 still in the pew.
Well, much of it was incorporated into, not all of it, but much of it was incorporated into Lutheran service book.
So I always say, you know, God should have given us three hands, one for the Bible, one for the catechism, one for the hymnal. But it's amazing how God uses the hymnal, the services, the psalms, the prayers, the hymns to strengthen and proclaim our Christian faith. I feel sorry for church bodies that they have a weak hymnal or they don't have any hymnal. They have no standard. They have no flag to rally around when it comes to what is the core. So the hymn that we just introduced our time with, what a beautiful hymn. And everyone's got their favorite communion hymn. I know there are some people that, you know, I don't like to sing hymns during the distribution because I'm concentrating on stuff. But what a beautiful opportunity to sing to the person next to us in the pew, to sing to heaven about why the Lord's Supper is a foretaste of the feast to come.
It's a new question that I've been pondering lately. That really, I think, reflects on our hymnody and our hymnal and that and what we sing and why we sing it. And the mm-hmm. question is, do you believe what you sing? Think about where music and songs fit into our day, fit into
exactly.
our lives.
Exactly.
Do you believe what you sing? And that's why it's so valuable, I think, to have a hymnal.
So I think the Congregation Bible Studies, even Vacation Bible School, this Faces of the Reformation, all of the Bible studies that CHI has produced, they use as the outline one of the hymns. And I think, again, it emphasizes or it reminds us that hymns teach and that we should be using the opportunities as we sing. I know, you know, for people who don't read music, maybe you're trying to figure out where the next note is. but being familiar committing those to memory, what a rich source of getting deeper in your faith as far as contemplating those words. I mean, they're not just beautiful words, they're meaningful words.
Certainly, and then setting them to a tune helps us carry them with us at all times.
So the CHIQ articles, they don't talk about, okay, the committee sat down and, okay, which of these hymns out in the world, which ones make us cry the most, or which ones bring the content of Christ and the Scriptures to us. So we want to commend those who gave hours and hours and hours, countless hours, in producing these hymnals of the last 75 years.
Well, that criteria wouldn't work for you because they all make you cry, right?
I can't talk about that right now. So we want to encourage people, again, if you have not received a copy of the Lutheran Historical Sites on South Jefferson Avenue in Miami and St. Louis, we'd like to give that to you. We'd like to send that to you, a little reminder of the rich history that we have in the St. Louis area.
That's the fancy heavy-duty edition.
This is suitable for framing, right? We also have, if you would call, a list of the top 10 books to take a look at that are kind of a primer or a introduction to the Reformation. And we've talked about mm-hmm. on previous programs books like Roland Baton's Here I Stand, or the James Kittleson's book, Luther the Reformer. But there are others, and depending on what you know about the Reformation, what you'd like to learn more about, there are plenty of opportunities to deepen your understanding of God's grace and the Reformation. And again, as we said before, you don't have to wait until January 1st, 2017, to begin to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So we'd like to get that list to you. Maybe we'll put that on our Facebook page. You can visit the CHI Facebook page. Saturday, October 8th, Saxon Lutheran Memorial in Frohna in Perry County, Missouri. We're having this year's Fall Festival from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There are plenty of exhibitors. There are plenty of demonstrations of what Saxon Lutheran immigrant life was like in the early 1800s. Again, Saxon Lutheran Memorial Fall Festival, October 8th, that's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
On October 9th, the day following, Hill of Peace, which is just south of Perryville in Perry County, we're having a special Harvest Festival worship service at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're invited to come to this church, beautiful church, built in 1884. We continue to use it for worship services. And the interesting thing is it was not built by Saxon Lutherans. It was built by Bavarian Lutherans. If you want to learn more, come the Sunday, October 9th, and we'll
What time does the festival begin on Saturday, the Saxon Lutheran Memorial?
9 o'clock in the morning until mm-hmm. about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're praying for fantastic weather for that.
Well, if it's anything like it's been lately, I think that would
it'll be
wonderful.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
October 13th, you're invited to come to CHI on the campus of Concordia Seminary. The auxiliary of Concordia Historical Institute is putting on a presentation, and the title is The Augsburg Confession in Numismatic Art. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at how was the Augsburg Confession portrayed or symbolized, how was it communicated in coins and medals throughout the last 500 years. So there'll be slides and handouts and all kinds of good stuff. That is October 13th. That's a Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You can call and you don't have to reserve a seat, but it'd be nice to know that you're coming so that we have enough cookies or...
Are you baking them yourself?
No. That would not be a good thing.
Resemble the medals?
That would be great. And there is one person on Facebook that they have taken Reformation coins and medals, made a cast of them, and then they make delicious chocolate medals from them.
Well, are they listening right now? I hope so.
I hope so, too. maybe we can have those available, too. And finally, on October 27th and 29th, down in Altenburg, Missouri, this is all down in Perry County, Thursday through Saturday, the Lutheran Heritage Center and Museum, they're having their annual conference, and CHI will be a part of that, too.
Wow, what do they do at their annual conference?
Well, they have talks on... genealogical items, Lutheran history in Perry County items, just basically Lutheran history in Perry County in general, and how that all fits into what people's interests are these days. And then finally, November 10th, that's a Thursday, we have our awards banquet. There are tickets available for that if you would like to come and see who has produced last year excellent publications as far as Lutheran history in North America. So all of that is happening in October. I'm just tired just talking about that. but let's get back to this hymn that we heard at the beginning of the, the beginning of our session.
We have just about a half a minute.
Wow. So this October 1st through 4th, we remember what happened in those 4 days. Many, many years ago, Luther and Zwingli, Ulrich Zwingli, who was a leader in the Swiss Reformation, came together and they debated what's going on in the Lord's Supper. Luther wanted to stick to the clear words of Christ. This is my body means this is my body. And Zwingli said, no, it just represents or just symbolizes. And we talked about this last week as far as the agenda. So we want to continue to say what Christ's simple words, clear words say, we're going to stick with those. And so October 1st through 4th, Zwingli and Luther, we remember that important event.
Well, thank you, Dr. Homolink. Catch you next week.
Blessings, Andy.
You as well. God's peace. Care.